Here's the finished product of what we're going to be making in this tutorial file. It's a gradient reflection using Cache's bitmap in Flash. And you can do gradient reflections of a movie clip on image patterns. In this Flash ActionScript 3 tutorial, I'll be showing you how to render out cool reflections using Cache's bitmap. You render out cool reflections on top of an image pattern. So here I'm in Fireworks here, and there's my image pattern right there. I'm going to Control C, select it, and press Control C. Go back to Flash, and make sure I'm on my background layer here. And what I have in Flash are four backgrounds, four layers, and on the layers there's nothing on the layers right now. I just named them ActionScript 3, this one's Mask Clip, this one's My Images, and this one's Background. And make sure I have Background selected and press Control V. And import that as Movie Clip. Okay, we'll get that in 0. Now we're at 0, 0, so that should take up the whole background, the whole stage. Now, let's put in my image. Let's go back into Fireworks, grab an image. Control C. And let's see, nope, that's the forum. Where are we? Here we are in Flash. And on the My Image layer, make sure that's selected and press Control V. And that will also come in as a movie clip. And you set it on the stage wherever you want it. I'm just going to put it right in the middle, because it's the only thing I'm going to demonstrate with. Okay, so now we have that. Let's give that an instance name of... No, actually, that's not even the one we have to instance name. Let's just press Control C, Control Shift V. So I highlighted that movie clip I just brought in. I press Control C and Control Shift V to paste in place. Now, while it's still selected, I'll go to Modify, Transform, Flip, Vertical. So now it's flipped vertical. So we're going to make a reflection on our pattern back there. And we're going to be using a gradient movie clip, a gradient rectangle movie clip, and we'll make that right now. And this one will give an instance name of, this is important to instance name that one, My Image. So we'll give an instance name of My Image, and now on top of that, in the mask clip, we're going to draw out a rectangle primitive. Oh, there's AVG. Sorry about that. No, finish. I'm not even going to edit that out. Okay, here we go. Let's make a rectangle. Now we have a rectangle. Let's get the edge, making sure we have no edge. Or no border. Okay, thank you. My virus definitions are now updated. Everybody knows. Okay, where was I? Okay, now I'm gonna make sure this has a gradient fill. The gradient fill, make sure the gradient is set the correct way. So we'll go to gradient transform. And now we'll grab the little circle there and transform the gradient around, bring it down to where it fits in there nice and snug, and we'll go over here. And now we'll go into the color palette. I don't know where your color palette menu is located, but you got to bring up your color palette. You select that, and you bring up your color palette. And in the color palette, you can set one edge to alpha. I'm going to set the black edge, alpha to 0. See there? Now, right-click that symbol on stage, the rectangle, we just made a gradient, and convert it to a symbol, make it a movie clip, and call it mask. And then press OK, and now give it an instance name of mask underscore MC. Or mask, whatever you want. Mask underscore MC. And now we're going to type in the code to make it all work the way we want it to. So when I type in this code, it should make this into a gradient mask reflection of this image right here. And you can also do all of this dynamically through code, but this is just a good manual method of doing it. And I'll show you right now. Okay, you type in my image dot cache as bitmap equals true. So it caches bitmap on the my image, and we're also gonna do it on the mask underscore MC. And we already have it, so we can just copy and paste it here. And then one more line to actually set the mask. So you say my image dot mask equals mask underscore MC. And that's it. Let's see if it works. Let's publish out. And there it is. I have my gradient set the wrong way. So let me reset that gradient. Let's see. Let's go inside. Modify, transform, flip, vertical. And now public. That's the effect I was going for. And you can set any kind of alpha you want there. So watch this. If I go in here and I set the alpha to go back to my color palette, and I make the clear more dominant. You can also even make this a little opaque. The one that was fully colored, the gradient edge that was fully colored, you can make that sort of, bring that alpha down a little bit too, and see different effects. You see what I'm saying? So it makes nice reflections. You can set them any way you need on top of image patterns. It's easy to make reflections on a flat color, but when you have something like an image pattern, you're going to have to do something like this. Okay, so we'll see you next lesson, and maybe we'll expand upon this to make things a little more dynamic and not so manual. Okay, bye-bye.